William Shakespeare was born into a world that was short of people and struggled to keep those it had. In 1564, England had a population of between 3 and 5 million, much less than 300 years earlier, when plague began to take a continuous heavy toll. Now the number of living Britons was actually in retreat. The previous decade had seen a fall in population nationally of about 6%. In London, as many as a quarter of the citizenry may have perished. But plague was only the beginning of England's deathly woes. The embattled populace also faced constant danger from tuberculosis, measles, rickets, scurvy, two types of smallpox, scrofula, dysentery, and a vast amorphous array of fluxes and fevers, as well as frenzies, foul evils, and other peculiar maladies of vague and numerous type. These were, of course, no respecters of rank. Queen Elizabeth herself was nearly carried off by smallpox in 1562, 2 years before William Shakespeare was born.